Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, July 29th. A big bipartisan win on infrastructure on Capitol Hill this week, and yet a very long road ahead to actually get this bill signed into law. Something pretty rare and extraordinary occurred up in the United States Senate last night. 17 Republicans joined with all the Democrats to reach agreement on moving forward with this bipartisan infrastructure agreement. Now, as mentioned, there's a long road ahead, and we're going to get into that in a moment. But we should note how significant this is. I mean, think to yourselves for a moment. When is the last time that you recall 17 members of the opposing party joining with the president's party to move forward on one of his signature legislative goals? I mean, this is not what we have seen as the norm in Washington of late, and yet should be the norm in governing. With that said, I do want to just tick through what's in this agreement, because this is that hard infrastructure package that will make a difference in your lives for the roads you travel, the bridges you cross, the tunnels you go through. Lots of money in here for broadband, high-speed internet access. It is $550 billion in new federal investments in America's infrastructure. That is an extraordinary amount of money. And it is obviously far, far less than what President Biden initially proposed back in March when he put forward a $2.25 trillion proposal. It's got $110 billion for roads, bridges, major infrastructure projects, $40 billion for bridge repair, replacement, rehabilitation, $39 billion to modernize public transit. This is $10 billion less than the Democrats had sought. They wanted that number to be $49 billion for transit, and the Republicans really was trying to bargain that number down. This is where the compromise landed. And as I mentioned, there are big investments in high-speed internet, airports, port infrastructure, electric vehicles. As Joe Biden noted last night in his statement, neither side got all that they wanted here. But that's the very point of compromise and trying to forge consensus. Now, what happens from here? The next vote will most likely happen tomorrow morning. That is to formally consider the bill. You only need a simple majority, 51 votes for that. And then the technicalities that Chuck Schumer will be able to take this bipartisan agreement and substitute that in as an amendment. We are still waiting for the legislative text to emerge. In fact, many Republicans, part of this deal, said the whole reason they didn't vote to move forward last week is that the text didn't exist yet. Well, they did hammer out behind closed doors all the nitty-gritty, and that got the Republicans on board, but we still haven't actually seen the legislative text, so we are still awaiting that. And then there's going to be the process of amendments, and this is going to be a robust process, and it is in this moment when they are debating amendments. Any one single senator of the 100 can trip things up, delay things. The goal of leadership here is try to get this done by the end of next week, but we are a ways away from that. Now, why do I say this is an uphill battle? Because the Senate is not where this ends. This has to go to the House. The House is run entirely by Democrats, as you know, and we've already seen some of the more progressive members of Nancy Pelosi's caucus saying, hey, you know, this isn't the exact deal that we support. And her margins are very narrow in the House, Speaker Pelosi. So the House doesn't want to just accept what the Senate did wholesale. They're going to want to make some changes. Well, if they change it too much in their direction, you're going to lose the Republicans who just came on board. This is going to be Joe Biden's mission now to try and hold his own party together in all of its factions as this bill wends its way through Congress. And don't forget, there is that $3.5 trillion Democratic-only bill of the soft human infrastructure coming right behind this. And so any sort of upsetting of the apple cart with the bipartisan deal could potentially have an impact on that larger deal not getting through with all Democratic votes. This is going to be very tricky, and I don't want to take anything away from the significance of last night. It was a big deal. Joe Biden promised America that he could bridge the partisan divide, that he could help bring the parties together enough to govern on stuff that matters to the American people. And the Congress took a big step in that direction last night, or at least the Senate did. But we are nowhere near yet Joe Biden putting his signature on this bill. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.